Please rise for the prayers of the church. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, for the growth of God's kingdom of grace and for forgiveness, that we live out our identities as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Christian church, both here in Philomath and assembled in congregations throughout the world, that we be one as our God is one. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all husbands and wives, moms and dads, daughters and sons, and every member of every Christian family, that we live out our unique vocations in joy and peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all public servants, including those who serve in the government and in our armed forces, that they would find refuge in the strong arms of the Savior. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who suffer in heart, mind, and body, especially those that we lift up today on our sick and recovering list. For Dylan, Kai, Bev, Max, Wyatt and Charlie, Annette and Charlotte, Jennifer, Merle, Darlene, Ava, Paul, Evan, Brian, Shelley Bartlow, Chris, Forrest, Rebecca, Kylie, Betty, Gary, Jim Holroyd, and thanks for his surgery and return trip. We pray for continued presence in his life. Gary Hayworth, Ron, Gail and Rich, Gail, Sarah, and the gift of new life for her baby boy, Arnold, and his recovery, Joel Bond, and Anna, undergoing an operation, a procedure this week. We pray that they find restoration in Christ. For this, let us pray to the Lord. For these and all other concerns we have, that our gracious Father would answer the petitions of His people, let us pray to the Lord. Father, we are Your family. Grant that our lives reflect who You are and what You have done to make us Your own. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which He was betrayed, took bread. When He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to His disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is My body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." And in the same way also, after the supper, Jesus took the cup. When He had blessed it, He gave it to His disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in My blood, shed for you for the complete forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of Me." Lord, remember us in Your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The table has been prepared for you. You are invited. Congregation may be seated.